Hi, I'm Katie, and I'm here to update you on everything Stray Kids. Before we start, two things I want to say. Number one, I mean absolutely no hate to anyone involved. I love Stray Kids and all of their music, so yeah. And number two, I am in no way affiliated with JYPE, the company, or anyone involved in that company. So now that we've got that out the way, just for reference, this is Saturday the 30th of January 2021 to Tuesday the 2nd of February 2021. So this is just a short period of time, but a lot has happened over the last few days. I will be updating this every single Saturday. It's just I didn't do it last Saturday because I had no idea I was going to do this last Saturday. So yes, so if you want to go follow my socials, they are in the description of this podcast, as well as I'll just say them right now. So my Instagram and TikTok is, I mean my Twitter and TikTok is stay underscore skuz, SKZZ underscore, and then my Instagram is KTBLENKY, and then my YouTube is just Katie, and then the Korean spelling of Katie, which you're probably from my YouTube if you're watching this anyways. So yeah. So I think that's all I have to say before we get into the topics of today. So yeah. So the first segment that I'm gonna talk about is posts on social media. So this is all the accounts that I could find. There might be a few more, but this is just the main ones that I could find. So yeah. So on the Japanese Instagram account, there was 8 posts, one from each member. Just 8 posts. I don't really know what they were saying. I'm so sorry. I didn't look at the description. I just counted up the posts, 'cause counting is hard enough for me. So then on the main Instagram account, which is just stray underscore kids, I'm pretty sure it's either that or just stray kids. We had 12 posts, including one Instagram reel and an apology from Han Ji Sung. So if we're gonna discount them, then I guess 10 posts. But yeah, I will get into the apology later, don't worry. On the main account on TikTok, it has been radio silence for months. There has been nothing posted since Backdoor Era, so I think they might have forgotten the password. On the Japanese account on TikTok, however, there has been 4 posts in the past 3 days. So yeah, and it's just 4 videos of the guys being very cute. It was like to that Japanese song. Is it Japanese? I don't really know, but yeah, it was very cute. And then on the main Twitter account, there has been 7 posts with various different news updates, so I'll get into those later, I guess. And on the Japanese account, it has just been exactly the same as the normal, the Korean Twitter account, just for reference. So yeah. Now onto the main announcements. I've recorded this 3 times because things keep getting in the way. So I'm just gonna really quickly go over this. The first one being that Stray Kids has won a Bonsang at Seoul Music Awards. You can go check out the performances from the Seoul Music Awards, because they did this whole remix of Backdoor and it was really cool. I really liked it. And there was kind of a Three Ratchet performance, kind of. But yeah, I really liked that as well. And there was a Dance Ratchet performance, which is probably my favourite. So yeah. And you can go check those out on YouTube. Just go back and rewatch it, I guess, with English subtitles. So yeah. The second biggest announcement being that Stray Kids have now become official sponsors of the makeup brand called Clio. Not gonna lie, I'd never heard of Clio before Stray Kids started endorsing in them, but I'm kind of excited to see what they're gonna do with this. Because I feel like we haven't really seen Stray Kids promote makeup before. We've seen them promote, we've seen them wearing makeup, but I feel like we don't really see them promote makeup. So I want to see where they go with this. I want to see if they're gonna let them do their own makeup. So yeah. And then last but not least, the final announcement is that Stray Kids Code, or Oscars Code, has been delayed for a day. So it was supposed to come out today, but instead it's going to come out tomorrow at 8 p.m. KST, so 11 a.m. BST, or GMT, whatever it is. Honestly, I've given up. So it'll be about... I'm not great at maths. So you're just going to have to find your own time zone off of that. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's all the main announcements that I have for today. Let's go into some talking points. So, I guess this is what you've all been waiting for. We're going to name this the hand situation. Another quick disclaimer, I'm not hating on Han. I know that he has changed as a person, and I know that he did not mean what he said and that he was clueless. However, I do want to talk about this situation because I think it is really important to talk about it. So let's get right into it. So if you don't know, when Han was 13 years old, he wrote a song that was very derogatory in many ways. He said the N-slur. He said the arsler, and he was very, like, he fat-shamed whoever the rap was aimed at. I have personally not listened to this song. I do not want to. However, I have seen the lyrics, or a translation of the lyrics, in multiple different places. So, yeah. This morning, just 5 hours ago-ish, Han released a handwritten statement, basically explaining that he's taking full accountability, and that it was his fault, and that he has absolutely no excuses. So I'm just gonna pull up the statement real quick, because I feel like it's important for me to say the actual statement. So this is the translation into English, saying, "Hello, this is Stray Kids Han. First, the lyrics I wrote around 2013 when I was 13 years old have caused great concern to fans and many others. Without any excuse, this is completely my fault. I sincerely apologize. I wrote the inappropriate lyrics with only the single thought of wanting to rap during my irresponsible younger days. I apologize for hurting so many people with the lyrics written without thinking enough. Due to this incident, I was able to think deeply while reading comments that many had left, as well as the lyrics I wrote in the past. The reason why I chose to become a singer was so I could express myself through music and connect with many people. Because of this, I feel greatly ashamed of someone for writing such lyrics in the past. As I fully understand that such behavior cannot be excused simply because of young age, I will reflect upon my actions deeply. I will always cherish the love and support sent by fans globally and will become someone who stands on stage with a righteous heart. Once again, I sincerely apologize to all those who I have scarred due to my past behavior. So I messed up a couple of words there, so if you want to go and read that for yourself, you can, because I can't read, apparently. So, yeah. Personally, I believe this doesn't need talked about. He was young, but age cannot be excused. You know, I'm 14 years old. I know damn well what I'm doing right now. So, yeah. However, I feel like he can be forgiven. I have no right to forgive him in this manner because I am not a person of color. I'm not particularly plus sized. I am slightly overweight, but I'm not plus sized. And I do not have any mental illnesses as far as we know. So I have no right to accept this apology. However, I do see that he has changed as a person. He hasn't done it since. So I do not understand why he's getting this amount of hate. Obviously, the utter shock of this happening and the hate before the apology came out was needed. Well, not the hate, but like the accountability was needed. However, right now he has released a statement, so I don't think any more hate is needed. So, yeah. So now that we have moved on from that very serious situation, I want to talk about Felix and his bubble messages. Personally, I do not have bubble. This is just what I've heard from my friends and other sources, which I cannot tell you because JYP right now is suing people. How fun. But Felix is starting to do his own makeup, and it is the cutest thing in the world. It is adorable. he has no idea what he's doing, but it's so cute. He is asking people on Bubble for help through voice messages, in both Korean and English. However, he does keep forgetting to translate it into Korean. So, well done, Felix. but yeah, so I can't wait to see how he gets on with his makeup and see how he learns. Now on to Han's kind of success this week. On Saturday, he released Alien, which is a Stray Kids record, I think they're calling it. But yeah, it's a very good song. I really, really like it. I'm not gonna lie, it's very relatable to a lot of us. It talks about deep topics like mental health and depression. So I feel like it's relatable to a lot of us. So yeah. I guess that's a win for him this week. I guess the final topic that I have to talk about today is Chan's room. This week it was held on Saturday rather than Sunday because of the Seoul Music Awards, which happened on Sunday, so Chan went live on Saturday instead, if that makes sense, to make sure that we still got a Chan's room this week. He played a bunch of good songs, including Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. I have a video of that up on my YouTube. And 19's Love by NCTU. And Crush by MCND. So, pretty good range there. There was loads of others as well. Those are just the ones that come to mind off the top of my head. He also phoned Sana from Twice. They had a long conversation where they were talking about like song recommendations and stuff like that. And then he ended up like Chan ended the phone call saying goodnight in Japanese, which was just very cute, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, I want a friendship like that. So yeah. So that is all for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode of this. If it gets some good feedback, I think I'll continue. So yeah. And everything that I talked about in this episode can be found online, whether that be on YouTube for the performance from SMA, Chan's Room on VLive, which is a free app if you are a new stay. It is a free app as of right now. So you can go and download it and just watch Chan's room on there. There are subtitles after. However, if you're watching it live, I highly doubt that there will be subtitles. But if it's a Chan or Felix room, then they'll translate it into English for you. Or like for the most part, they'll translate most of it into English while they're talking. So yeah. Others are just found on Twitter and TikTok and stuff like that. So yes, so I hope you guys enjoyed. You can go subscribe to my YouTube and follow my other social medias for more frequent updates. So yeah, bye.